Finding and getting medical care can be a challenge, especially for older people. And if you don't have family around or don't qualify as low income, there aren't many options for help. To fill in some of those gaps, about a dozen towns in Vermont and New Hampshire have something called a community nurse, and the model is spreading. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp has more.
Knock, knock! Hello?
Every Wednesday, Sonny Martinson visits Richard Starr. He's 80 years old and taught middle school woodshop for 40 years. He lives in a house in Thetford he designed and largely built himself.
It wasn't a plan. I added and added. And,
it's beautiful.
I'm happy to be here.
These days, Richard has trouble with his memory and mobility. His wife died a few years ago, and recently a home aide moved in. But he can't provide medical care, so Sonny comes to help Richard with his medications. On a recent visit, she brought Richard the newspaper with a list of community events. They talked about adding a railing to his spiral staircase, and she looked at his blood pressure readings.
To be writing these down, remember?
Yeah, I was, and I haven't for a few days. But if you press that left-hand button, it'll just tell you what they want.
Sunny's the community nurse for the town of Thetford. She's been in the role for about a year. And since then, she's become a big part of Richard's life.
So I've found that I'm also managing, like last fall his refrigerator broke, so I help him get a new refrigerator, and or this driveway's impossible, and he didn't even have anyone to plow it until January. He had no snow tires for the car, so I mean, I'm doing more than just filling the pillbox.
And all this stuff she does for Richard, he doesn't have to pay for it. That's the case for all of her clients, and for anyone in the town of Thetford. Working with Sonny is totally free. The role is not meant to replace a doctor, but it helps fill in gaps our healthcare system just isn't set up for.
Right now, the healthcare system is reactive. Something has to happen, and then you call 911, and then you go. But these community nurses are health coaches, health advocates to prevent, you know, bad things from happening.
Kristen Barnum runs a nonprofit called Community Nurse Connection. It supports about a dozen community nurse programs in the region. These all look a little different. In Thetford, Sonny works for a nonprofit, and the position is largely grant-funded. In Tunbridge, the nurse is a town employee, paid for entirely with taxpayer dollars. In Lyme, New Hampshire, the job is run through a church. It's been that way for years. These positions are mostly part-time. They cost an average of $30,000 a year. But Kristen says this saves money in the long run by preventing 911 calls and expensive trips to the hospital.
It's a very inexpensive way to take care and keep older adults safe and in their towns.
I think having the liaison between community and healthcare is just, I think it's so important. And I never realized how important until I actually started doing this job.
Sheila Keating is the community nurse in Stratford. It's a job that didn't exist there until last year. And more places are looking to replicate this model. The towns of Hartford and Putney are in the middle of hiring for nurse positions, both new roles. A group in Windsor is planning a community nurse program too. And besides saving money in preventing emergency medical care, these programs offer another big benefit in reducing isolation. That's been true for Sonny's clients in Thetford.
All right, Richard, be good.
She left Richard's house after about an hour. Then she was going to stop in to see an 89-year-old down the road.
Sometimes there are real medical needs, but more than anything, you keep hearing about, you know, people who are isolated in rural Vermont. Boy, are they isolated. So I think they just like to have people visit.
For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp in Thetford.